From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In the White Mountains of eastern Afghanistan, anti-Taliban commanders today launched a new attack on forces of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda organization. Although they are surrounded by more than 2,000 anti-Taliban soldiers, the al-Qaeda fighters have held out for more than a week, entrenched in a network of mountain caves. NPR's Ivan Watson has a report.
Afghan opposition fighters in the hills below the Tora Bora Caves listen in on a shortwave radio conversation between al-Qaeda fighters. The exchange is all in Arabic, and much of it's in code. At one point, one of the Arabs warns danger as a U.S. B-52 bomber flies overhead. Soon after, the bomber drops its deadly payload. The ground shakes and smoke envelops the mountain. This has been the scene for more than a week here. But today, after 24 hours of intense airstrikes, the sky was suddenly clear of American warplanes. The attack on Tora Bora, however, did not stop. For the first time, Afghan opposition forces rolled aging Soviet-made tanks onto ridges around the caves. They then began shelling al-Qaeda positions. Each salvo throws up clouds of dust on the nearby mountain. Below the caves, on a winding dirt road, Toyota pickup trucks bounce towards the front line. The trucks are loaded with Afghan fighters carrying machine guns and cone-shaped rocket launchers. Tora Bora's Arab defenders respond to the shelling and the troop advance with mortar fire. Soon, a gun battle erupts on the mountain. The shortwave radio squawks to life again, but this time it's the Afghan fighters who are doing the talking. First, a Northern Alliance commander tells his troops to be brave and to attack the same hill that had been bombed earlier by the Americans. And later, there's a frantic report of fresh casualties. Two Afghan fighters had been killed and several wounded during the assault. It won't be the first time the Afghans have lost men in the Tora Bora campaign. 25-year-old Ajmal, fresh from the front line, says his friend's body is still lying beneath one of al-Qaeda's caves. Several days ago, we climbed up to capture a pickup truck left by the Arabs, he says. When we got there, they ambushed us and opened fire. We ran away, but two of us were injured and my friend was killed. At day's end, the surrounding valley echoes with deafening explosions as an Afghan tank continues to lob shells at Tora Bora. As the sun sets over the White Mountains, the black silhouette of an American jet swoops through the sky. Another night of American airstrikes has begun. If it wasn't for the modern weaponry here, Tora Bora could be compared to a medieval siege. The cave's heavily fortified defenders may be surrounded, but they still control the higher ground. The only way to reach them is by climbing up a steep mountain. As for the airstrikes, in the 1980s, the Mujahideen operated from these same caves. The Afghan rebels successfully withstood Soviet airstrikes for years. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tora Bora, Afghanistan.